The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Already we're off to a brutal start because
false start on first and 10.
I told Charlie what I wanted here to start, and he got
lost in the wash
in one ear and out the other because he was thinking about Rutgers win over Penn State last night.
Yeah, too busy.
He was looking to see what's
the kid's name? Harper. Harper's kid
is Markstrom in goal for the Devils for their next game.
Devils.
Is Dougie Hamilton going to get 22 minutes of ice time?
Travis Zajac going to snipe one from the high slot?
Was Bobby Holik going to come out of retirement?
Dougie Hamilton.
I don't think I was in the studio when you asked for something. So.
Oh, no, then that's an Austin.
That's Austin's fault.
Then Austin turned the ball over.
I came in here and you were talking about where you are today.
We are at Porky's. That's where we are, in Etna's. This is a really cool place. Malsie's cousin is here. Let's put her on the air and have her start telling stories about you.
Is this, what are you, like a true Pittsburgh now in Etna's?
Yeah,
Aldi?
We can put an S on everything. If Cook can say Swagger, I can say we're in Etna's.
We're in Etna's. A new town that just got made up on the river.
Chris's cousin is here, so she's already promised she'll come on and just tell embarrassing stories about you.
And there's no shortage of them.
Our for the win charity drive continues. We are collecting gift cards and money to help raise money for the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. Porky's.
They got a big smoker outside, dude.
The smoker's out there.
I'm so pumped.
Dollar off fresh smoked wings. They have amazing barbecue here. The money they're taking off the bill is going to go to the Women's Shelter, so they're going to help do their part. We're excited about that. If you can't get here, which sucks, you can go to 937thefan.com and make a donation there.
So we've got like their nice little back room. We're set up. And you know what they have that I love? I think it's a mark of a great bar. They've got the Christmas tinsel up here. Very festive.
I thought you were going to say the Pennsylvania State regulated games.
Oh, yeah, well, the games of chance, too.
The slot machines.
But I see a little tinsel. I see some Christmas lights. That's the kind of place I want to be in.
You got a Keno board over here, too.
Have you ever played Keno in your life?
Yeah. Not sober, but I've played it before. You take the little pencil, the golf pencil out.
The last time I was in here, speaking of not sober, was me. Nice place, though.
T-Bird's off to an electric start here on that front.
T-Bird's been in it this week so far.
T-Bird said it's, quote, drinking weather, was how he introduced himself to me today. All right. Let's get down to it. We didn't have a clip. It was going to be Tomlin talking about the Eagles game on Sunday. There's a lot, not just Steelers, Eagles, to talk about today. The Pirates trade. Tyler Kennedy will join us later this hour. Sidney Crosby bitching about the Penguins getting booed last night in a 6-2 loss. We know George Pickens isn't going to play. That's been the theme of the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your pick to step up with George out? So the question is, if you could handpick a guy to step up and have a big game on Sunday, vital to the Steelers orchestrating an upset win, who is it?
Can I ask for one very quick point of clarification?
It doesn't have to be a wide receiver.
No, that's fine.
Catcher.
Are you asking
who
I think is the likeliest candidate to
no.
do so, or who would I want
you,
to see
yes,
step up because of what it would foretell?
And you're saying, yes, we need this guy to have a big game. If we're going to
I think my answer is the
same. We're
going
to win there for the first time since 1965.
Sure.
Chris Mueller is nominated.
No, that's fine. We're talking across purposes.
Corliss Waitman to have a huge game.
No. We're talking across purposes because I thought you meant like big picture.
Christian Kuntz.
It would be a great story
sign
for the future if like
not
for
you
future
saying,
considerations.
I believe this guy will do it and predicting it, saying if they're going to win the game, this is the man that needs to do more than he's been doing in order to make this happen. Status quo ain't good enough. He's got to up his play in this game on Sunday.
Oh, boy, a name just popped into my head, and I might go with it. Because I had one all at the ready. I'll give you the boring one. I'll actually give you the
one. Oh, yeah, let's do
no,
that.
No, I'll
let's
give you the one that I had in my head.
Give
and
me
then,
the one
and
where
then
it's
my,
the less interesting.
No, I'm just going to say the name of the one I had in my head, and then I'm going to go with the more juicy one.
T-Bird, do you have one?
What's that?
What?
You're unbelievable.
The name I had in my head at first was
probably
Friar.
Stoned out of his gourd
was,
right now.
Was, no, come on now. We can't say that about T-Bird right now. He's enjoying some fine champagne here. The name I had in my head, the very first name, was Freiermuth, just because I think it's like a logical thing. They're not weak at any point on that defense. The corners are great. The linebackers are still really good. They're sort of undersized,
will
which is why I was going to say.
Will he be comfortable there because it's friendly territory for Penn State players?
No.
As a
no,
man well, that went to school
no.
with all these Philadelphia
no, those
hooligans?
Philly, they don't care if you went to Penn State in Philly. Once you're wearing
no
the
soft
other jersey,
spot for
no,
Freiermuth.
No, none.
What if he had won like a Heisman Trophy there?
More likely that he would be greeted warmly if they were playing the Patriots on the road because he's from Connecticut.
Interesting.
High school vibes. But that's not the answer to the
is
question.
Is Philly not a Penn State town?
Well, there's so many more people there. I don't think Penn State has nearly the sway that it does like in Allegheny County where you've got just this insane concentration
Penn State,
of people.
Temple, Notre Dame. Is Penn State ahead of Notre Dame and Temple?
It's ahead of it's ahead of both. Notre Dame's ahead of Temple too, probably just on general principles. But it's just, dude, people have no idea if they're from Pittsburgh how big Philly is. Like you drive into Philly from the Jersey side, it looks like it's as big as Chicago. And so like people just don't realize you don't have kind of like the small town vibe you have here. The actual answer I'm going to give you is TJ Watt.
Why are you switching now?
No, I told you I was giving you like the one that was in my head to start the show, and then when you just said who needs to be great. Then it switched over to Watt. So I wanted to give you both, and if I took one of your two too bad, that's why.
Not.
That's the perils of asking me.
You did not.
I think one of the stories about Watt is he is still right up there near like the top of the list for
he's
defensive player
favorite.
Of the year.
He's better than even
oh,
money
he's still,
to win
okay,
it. Yes.
Better than even money. I don't feel like this is close to one of his best seasons
I
right now.
I mentioned that to my trainer, Anthony, today when I was
– Oh, congratulations. What kind of triceps extensions were you doing?
No, I was doing one where like the bar is low. I'll demonstrate for you here.
Oh, perfect. This is what I was hoping for
And
today.
So you have to – grab the bar off it.
Yes.
And then you bend down a little bit and bring it below your knees and then bring it back
but
up.
But it's not a deadlift?
No, because it's not all the way down to the ground. It's more working the hamstrings.
So it's just almost a hamstring iso.
It's a hamstring-centric.
Has he ever had you do the thing where you do a lunge and with the same elbow on the leg that is, like, up in the air, you, like, get your elbow all the way down to the ground?
No, I don't think so. Not yet.
I'll show you that one during the break. I'll show you that one during the break. Anyway, I think it's Watt, man.
No, but we said at the – I was saying at the gym, Watt being the favorite to win the award, to me, is more like a make good for last year. I'm not saying he's had a bad season.
He hasn't had, like, a Watt season,
but I agree with you. I don't think this year is equal to last year. The year he lost the award to Aaron Donald, I thought he was better than the way he's playing right now. Watt is benefiting from the fact that there's no one on a really good team who's compiling huge sack numbers, and therefore he's almost by default the winner of the award. But I agree with you. Like, I don't feel week in and week out like he's had these monster games. So when I ask you this question, like, there is more to what he can do. He's not maximizing. Like, if you said Chris Boswell, I would say back, what are you talking about? Like, he's giving you
everything you could ask for.
Elite production every single
week.
There's
nothing else. You can't take more water from the rock there.
Bingo.
There's a lot more for Watt to give. Like, I think they go in there, and you can go look at the scores. We've talked about this all week. Even good Steelers teams in years where they have won the Super Bowl go in there and kind of get, like, roughed up. You know, it's almost like not only do they get beaten, they get humiliated and beaten up. It's just what happens there. He is as good as the Eagles roster is. They might have a guy that if the NFL's MVP award wasn't such a ridiculous farce where it only goes to quarterbacks now, would win it. In a just world, he's not going to win it. TJ Watt is at worst the second best player in this field because of Barkley just being there, okay? He probably is the best if you're going by, and he's definitely the best if you're going by career reputation so far. He's had a better career than Barkley. He needs to be – where is the T.J. Watt game where you look at it afterwards and you and I are all laughing and Donnie's laughing and we're going, he had three sacks, he terrorized Hurts, he batted down a couple passes, he punched the ball out of Barkley's hands and somebody picked it up and went the other way. You know who's flashed more than him this year at outside backer?
Highsmith.
Both Highsmith and Herbig. Both guys. So T.J. Watt's my pick, man. Make this – you want to pull off a stunner? How about T.J. Watt puts the old team on his back like Greg Jennings in that Madden video and does it?
Hey, to each their own here. The reason why I disagree with you, though, is because if you've watched the Eagles play this year, they're really like a, can I say wet dream on the air, T-Bird?
Well, you just did, so, I mean, who's going to stop?
Kinda,
it's too late.
Yeah, true. They're kind of like, the way they're built and the way they play is, I think, Tomlin's idyllic view of a team.
I don't think it's a coincidence they brought in Andy Weidel to be an assistant GM here.
They're super physical. They don't turn the ball over. They run the ball more than any team. They run the ball better than any team but Baltimore. They barely throw the ball. I mean, that's why A.J. Brown is so pissed off there.
Right.
Their defense is incredible. It's the best defense in the league right now in terms of right now. They're giving up the fewest points lately, giving up the fewest yards on the season. Pass defense is incredible.
They look like the most impressive team in football for a long stretch.
What I'm saying is that I don't think they're going to throw the ball enough for Watt to really take over the game. He's going to have to make the most, I think, of fewer opportunities. That's why my answer in this game is Najee. You've got Pickens out, and they've got defensive backs and a secondary to take the pedestrian wide receivers of the Steelers away and really make it impossible for any of those guys to get off and have, you know, days where they go way above what they usually contribute to the team. I think Freiermuth is kind of maybe...
He's playing too well for this
he is a good X factor because who is he going to get matched up with? It's not their great corners. It might be on a linebacker.
If it's N'Kobe Dean, he's got to eat.
So I could see him having a big game. But the ethos of the Steelers has been we run the ball, and especially when a team is so adept at taking the pass away, I need the Najee Harris that ripped off those 100-yard games and was a pain in the ass to tackle and not the guy that we've seen – lately where, yeah, he has runs and they're hard runs, but he's in and out. Patterson's getting forced into the lineup. Warren's having to come in more because they're in third and long situations and they're off schedule. Like, I need him to be a bull in this game, Chris. It can be such a big statement game for him because he's after what Saquon got. He knows he's a Steeler for just another month or so, and then he's done.
He's looking for a real payday.
He's on borrowed time here. And a lot of these guys, like Saquon and Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs and Joe Mixon, got paid and got opportunities with new teams. Well, here is your chance in a matchup where it's more conducive for the Steelers to run the ball than to pass the ball for him to have.
He ain't those guys, though.
No,
he's
not.
That's the other thing. He wants to get paid like them. The guy I'd say he's closest to is Jacobs in style, but Jacobs is just a better version, man.
What I'm saying is if the Steelers can't run the ball effectively in this game,
yeah, they're
I think
toast.
They have no shot.
Well, see, I have a prediction that's going to come out of this.
He's still their – as a runner of the football,
he's still their
bell cow guy. Warren is more of their do-it-all guy. I need their lead running back to have a big game on Sunday.
I have a small prediction for this game. I have a feeling right this second that one of the things you're going to be saying on Monday is – man, I wish Jalen Carter had fallen a couple more spots and the Steelers could have tried to trade up.
Oh, I told you how much I loved him. I was making all kinds of arguments for that. He was slipping in the draft.
I am aware of that.
It was almost like a Warren Sapp scenario.
I'm not patting you on the back too much for loving Jalen Carter, who most people thought was probably the best overall football player in that draft class.
Yeah, but we had legit arguments and disagreements with people about
him. It was strictly about, do you want to court like the potential for distraction and the character there? That's it. Everyone, as a player, it was a slam dunk. And my point is, he is wrecking stuff for them now. Pretty much every game you can watch, like, Baldy do a cut-up of, oh, here's Jalen Carter, and he's just taking on two blockers and
whacking them. Baldy loves the Steelers. He does, whether it's Highsmith,
I think he loves the Eagles,
Landon
though,
Roberts,
too.
He does. It's really a Baldy bowl.
You want to know what I think this game is, and I don't have a, well, I'll say that for later. It's what you started off by saying. It's what the Steelers are, the Steelers, versus what they would want to be in a perfect world. Just the Eagles are loaded to the gills. The way Roseman runs that team, almost there are core pieces that matter, and then there are guys that are just interchangeable parts, and they all do their job. And I think that is Tomlin's platonic ideal for Allie.
412-928-9370. We are at Porky's in Etna here in this very nice. This is my kind of spot. Cool bar scene. The smokers out front.
Etna or Etna's?
Etna. They've got great food. Aditi, I think, is going to come down and hang out with us. There's a rumor going around that she might show up in person and do her segment.
We're not far from her stomping grounds.
We're not. So come down and see us. Again, it benefits a great cause. For the Win, gift card and money drive here. We're trying to raise money for the Women's Shelter or Center and Shelter of Pittsburgh. They need our help this holiday season.